Lord, please be the master of our times and our hearts, and turn us to deep intercession when you call us. Amen. I was so looking forward to a peaceful and loving day of prayer with the Lord when Ezekiel woke me up with a word he got about the rapture and events around it that seemed to be quite contrary to what he's given me thus far. It troubled me deeply, and I was asking the Lord, did I miss you? Have I been listening to a familiar spirit or talking out of my own head? Dear Lord, please clarify all of this. Am I so proud that I don't even know how bad I am, and you are going to have to bring me crashing down in humiliation? All these words I keep hearing about from different people, not the full words, but just the gist of it. It's all over the internet, the rapture in September. Doesn't that sound familiar? And I really don't talk to that many people, certainly not a lot of people that are on the internet, but every once in a while it comes up, and lately it's come up too frequently for me to ignore. So I got the sucker punch waking up and went into panic, prayer, discernment mode, feeling insecure at the very least. The last thing I ever want to do is mislead you, dear heart dwellers, and the very thought of it makes me sick at heart. So I sought the Lord for hours until he finally calmed me down enough to hear him. Jesus began, I didn't mean for this to disturb you as it has, but it is a suffering, Claire, a deep moral suffering. There is still time left, but the urgency all of you are feeling is to bring you to a state of readiness, because I do intend to surprise you all. What did I say? Here he's recalling his words to me about the delay. Would I lie to you? No, you know I would not lie to you, ever. Did you hear me correctly? Yes, you did hear me correctly. But as long as people are fooling around and paying no heed to the times you are living in, I must send out urgent wake-up calls. There will be no excuse on that day. But Lord, you've been doing this for years now, and each year it doesn't happen, the mockers increase. He answered me, that too is by my design. Many say they are for me, but when I test and try them with delays, they turn away from me, shamefaced. They were basing their spirituality on fear of suffering in the tribulation. But those who are true to me don't care if they're mocked. They continue to believe year after year. Do you see the difference? Yes. There must be many testings and trials, incongruities, contradictions, and delays to sift those who truly belong to me from those who still belong to the world. They are the ones that become the mockers because I did not show up in their time frames. They are like the seed that fell on shallow soil. They spring up in joy, but when nothing happened, they withered. Yet in each harvest there are those with good soil who do take it to heart and have no fear of suffering for the sake of truth. So, Lord, what does all of this mean? Ezekiel feels that he has perceived a series of events that do not coincide with what you've told me. And besides, all that Carol and I are getting more and more are urgent readings about war and the rapture. Jesus continued, I have told you before, my love, these are birth pains, but you must hold ground and seriously pray to forestall the events on the horizon. I did not lie when I said I would give conditionally 3 years, but when life goes on without serious consideration of what is looming, I must remind you. Have you been praying passionately to forestall these events? No, Lord, not always. Not always passionately, certainly. I did today. That is exactly what I was looking for. Much more serious intercession from you and from all. There are certain pressure points that come up where things could take a turn for the worse. It is the sincere and passionate prayer that turns them away. And now is the season for you to care passionately about the world, so that these events will be forestalled as I want them to be. Passionate prayer turns the tides. I am calling you all to passionate prayer. Things continue to deteriorate, and the enemy continues to erode the sanity of every nation. But passionate prayer will turn the tides. We went through this last year and the year before, so it is necessary at times for me to remind even my very aware servants and prophets that the situation is still critical, and by doing so, they warn others. And deeper prayer and repentance is the result. That is what I'm looking for, going deeper in repentance and reformed lives. That does not mean abandon the work of your hands, but at certain times you will be prompted to put everything away and spend the day in intercession. You are not to feel guilty or bemoan that time away from other works, but rather take it as a break to draw closer to me and the world situation through prayer. Truly, you are slaying giants as you work in your missions. But I want to confirm this to you. There is no greater work than prayer. During that cycle, you may not get done what was on your heart to do. Let's say a song to bring souls closer to me. But as you are praying, I raise up another musician to play and sing that song. Or perhaps you're teaching and writing. When you go into deep intercession, I raise up other writers and teachers to bring forth that same message. The economy of heaven is rarely understood on earth. It is not who does the doing. It is always my spirit that is doing the doing. What changes is the vessel he pours through, and all will reap the benefits from that work. The writer that was called aside to be an intercessor, the writer who was called up to be writing. Only the fruit matters in heaven. There's no squabbling for position or getting the credit. All are satisfied that it was done, and good fruit issues forth. Nothing other than that matters to them. And he's making a really interesting point here, guys. I just got a rhema today. Let's see if I still have it up here. Well, this was a beautiful one that I got. Your heart is my thurible. You're suffering hot coals. Your prayers are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that pierces heaven and fills my heart with joy. Here we go. This is the one I was thinking of. I had in mind for you. I have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. Therefore, neither he who plants is anything, nor he that waters, but God who gives the increase. He that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. That's Paul speaking. That's 1 Corinthians 3:6. So moving on here. The Lord continued, "This also is the way I want you to see what you do every day, whether it is suffering pain, praying, fasting, or doing the work. The only thing that should matter to you is that you obeyed me, and good will come from it. Nothing else should concern you, my loves." And at the end of this message, I just want to share with you a bit from Lana Vosser's most recent message, Momentum, Not Manufacture. The way I see it is that it applies to us. If the Lord wants momentum, the momentum of laying down our lives, agendas, likes and dislikes, totally down and embracing what he assigns in the moment. For me, it would be, it's not about putting out songs, manufacturing. It's about moving forward, but moving in the spirit of God's momentum and agenda, which at this time seems to be prayer, not my own, laying all my ways down, resting in him and embracing whatever he has for me, whether it be prayer or music, putting my all into it and resting in him to bring the improvement and the increase, and especially pressing into the secret place with him. Lana talked a great deal about people trying to figure things out, fitting together the pieces to bring the thoughts together to make sense, especially about timing. That's precisely what he doesn't want. He doesn't want us trying to fit the pieces into the puzzle so it makes perfect sense to us. No, what I see is that he wants abandonment to the moment in obedience. Not trying to figure him out, what he's doing, what's his timing. I believe he wants us to surrender that and live in the security of his love and provision alone. One reason the internet is abuzz about all these things is that people want something to hold on to, something solid and tangible. This is diametrically opposed to faith and trust in him alone. This smacks of us trying to engineer the situations to make sense to our minds. I believe he wants us to abandon the need to know and rest in him, doing obediently what he has given us, whether it be prayer or a skill. It matters not. We are abandoned to him and his good pleasure at the moment. Nothing could be more productive in holiness than these simple acts of trust. And don't think it's easy for me, guys, because it's not. I struggle. Well, dear ones, everything, absolutely everything, depends on what takes place in the secret place, in dwelling prayer. Everything hinges on our faithfulness in seeking greater and greater intimacy with him and not trying to promote or produce anything. Our bottom line needs to be just how much closer I am to my Jesus today than I was yesterday, and knowing what I can do to make him happy. So, my precious family, let us put our hearts and tears into prayers to forestall this war and devastation. We are moving towards a critical point that could signal the end. Let us give him our everything in intercession, and then return to the matters at hand to complete until the next call for passionate prayer. I want to take a moment also to thank you so much for taking care of our needs every month. Some of you have been so kind to us and so regular that we can rest in the work that needs to be done for the Lord and not be thinking about things like financial matters. We deeply appreciate your covering us in prayer and in donations. And we work harder every day to bring you closer to the Lord. A lot of the things you don't know about that we're planning, and I don't bring them up because they're too far away and we're still working on them. But you've made that possible, and I just want to thank you with all my heart for your kindness in donating to us and covering us with prayer. We really need your prayers. And we pray also for you every day. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for being a part of this family.